In the 1940s, American-born Josephine Baker sang this song to Allied troops during World War II. "I have two loves," goes the translation, "my country and Paris." The sweet melody seemed to salute the bonds between America and France, all the while whispering the nostalgia of an expatriate. A new CD features a fresh interpretation of the song by another ocean-straddling artiste, Madeleine Peru.
Le voir un jour, c'est mon rêve joli. J'ai deux amours, mon pays.
Madeleine Peru was born in Georgia in 1973. She moved to Paris when she was 15 with her mother, a French teacher. Madeleine honed her singing on the streets of Paris, busking with groups with names like the Riverboat Shufflers and the Lost Wandering Blues and Jazz Band. At the tender age of 22, she made a splash with her debut CD, Dreamland. Now, 8 years later, her second CD, Careless Love, has just been released on Rounder Records. And Madeleine Peru joins us from our New York bureau. Welcome.
Hi.
It's nice to have you with us. So how do you feel your bicontinental upbringing shaped you as a musician?
The environment that I started to learn music in was one of a sort of microcosm, sort of a small culture of international, we called ourselves misfits, that felt at home there in this little Latin quarter in Paris. Most of the time, the bond was music and sort of the international cohesion that we had, I guess.
Dance me to your beauty with a burning violin. Dance me through the panic till I'm gathered safely in. Lift me like an olive branch and be my homeward dove. To the end of love.
Besides channeling Josephine Baker, it's pretty stunning the way you also sound like Billie Holiday, or you can sound like Billie Holiday, especially on the Leonard Cohen song, Dance Me to the End of Love. I'm sure this comparison comes up again and again when critics write about your singing. Is that intimidating?
Yes. It is intimidating, I think, and yet it's an inspiration and a challenge.
But you did study the way Holiday does it, right?
I listened to Billie Holiday in order to learn to sing these songs in particular. And I grew into finding my own voice through her.
I look around.
Larry Klein produced this CD. He's worked with Joni Mitchell and Sean Colvin. I'll Look Around is particularly gorgeous, really lush sound. Is that Klein's special touch?
Larry Klein's arrangements are, for the most part, his on this record. I mean, and for me, it tends to put a lot of attention, sort of a spotlight on the vocal. So that was a big part of the process as well, being very well supported as a singer in these arrangements. Much of the songs on the CD are not typical romantic love songs, in my opinion. And the more I sing them, the more I discover that, to be honest with you. My own song, Don't Wait Too Long, I think could be taken as a love song, but it's also very much meant to be a platonic exploration of almost a brotherly love as well, because it has to do with encouraging somebody to get what they need out of life.
You can cry a million tears. You can wait a million years. If you think the time will change your ways, don't wait too long.
You worked on that with Jesse Harris, who's a songwriter superstar status after writing Nora Jones' Come Away With Me. Tell us about the process of songwriting with him.
It's very easy to write songs with Jesse. He's always got some kind of musical idea spinning around sort of his head. He's usually got a guitar slung around his back. And we had been strolling around Manhattan on the Upper West Side, I think his old neighborhood probably, and you know, finally sat down with the guitars on the bench, and I think we had wasted so much time even that day trying to write a song that we felt like it would be appropriate to just sit down and pump it out. He plays the guitar and I come up with an idea, and all of a sudden the words are coming out. I think it's an inspired process when it really works.
Maybe you gotta lose it all before you find your way. Take a chance, play your part.
There's quite a range of material on this CD, from tunes by Leonard Cohen, W.C. Handy, Hank Williams. What kind of material really catches your attention as a singer?
These songs actually give a good example of the kind of music that I've been living with, from the early blues songs to the later folk songs. I think Leonard Cohen's song and Elliott Smith may be the most modern ones on this particular record, but the writers caught our ear because of the fact that it might be close to home for me.
When I hear them say there's better living, let them go their way to that new living. I won't ever stray, 'cause this is heaven to me.
This is heaven to me, of course, is it's not necessarily a romantic song, so it wouldn't be confused as one. It is, however, a song about knowing that there's something that we love more than anything else in the world, and that's what we're going to be committed to. I'm glad that that Larry Klein kept it on the list, that it closes the record, because it means a lot to be able to sing a song that hopefully is meant to touch almost everybody.
To sing your song all through the street.
Well, it's been 8 years since your last CD. Where have you been? What have you been doing?
I haven't gone too far away, I think, from being who I was before I made the first record, but I had a wonderful time exploring certain things. I explored religion for a while and did a lot of reading, and that became an ongoing thing, sort of like opening a big box that doesn't bottom out. I've had some adventures that, of course, sprung out of the first record since then, and some of which were meeting family that I didn't know, and I have lots of family that I had never met, family all over the United States. There's a family on my father's side in New Orleans and Kentucky, and on my mother's side in Indiana, and there's some family in California and Ohio. I also did a few cross-country trips, but I really did go and just spend a lot of time with a lot of people. It's been an interesting 8 years that I couldn't say I regret, and I don't necessarily know that I'd like to wait another 8 years to make another record, but I'm grateful to be back now.
Madeline Peru, her new CD, Careless Love, is on Rounder Records. She joined us from our New York bureau. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Sheila.
There's more information, including full audio cuts from the new CD, on our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Leanne Hansen returns next week. I'm Sheila Cast. It might break your